Okay, so I'm going to clip it Gimel Amud Aleph. This is a very fundamental daf, even in terms of a Agadah daf. So Amalei Rav Ravasi Lo Sida Rimasa De Lo Tzanif Basusya. Actually, you want horses there, believe it or not. Lo Navach Ba Kalba, because these are important for defense of the city. I remember during the Second Intifada, so a lot of the Yeshuvim, they were a little bit more isolated in the Shomron, got dogs and things like that. V'altidor be'ir, the Reish Masa Asya, so just like we talked about yesterday, that the Reish Masa shouldn't be a Talmud Chacham, because Talmud Chacham, by definition, is, you know, Asuk, V'tarud, Belimud, so a proper doctor is Asuk, V'tarud, in his Melech HaShemayim. I think I've quoted to you many times this year in the context of Shirim and Vachai behind the position of the tour, that it's Dine Nefashos Shein Kamau, and there's an Isser for a doctor to practice medicine if there's somebody who is a greater expert in the area than him around. So, you know, the way that you become an expert, there are no shortcuts, is you, you know, you have to spend a great deal of time on it. I have my best friend, is a roommate in college, and in Smicha, and who's a rabbi and a doctor. He was a very wonderful physician. So his father is a very famous electrophysiologist, cardiologist, with a specialty called electrophysiology. So in any event, his father used to like to tell this story that they were at some shir over Pesach, which is really the point of this Gemara. And there was like a medical panel. You know, they have all kinds of programming on these Pesach programs. They have shirim and they have a cappella. They have medical panel. I mean, they have everything under the sun. So there's a medical panel, and the doctor was up there talking about how much he learns, which in general is a wonderful thing. A person should be kovei itim. But the doctor was giving off the impression that all he basically does is he learns, and then like he squeezes the patients in between. So somebody shouts out from the back, "I'm glad you're not my doctor." The point is that if you're going to take on that achrayus, you have to take it seriously. It's in the chaveira gedola, when somebody who's taking somebody's life into their hands and they're not prepared to, put in the time and to be. It doesn't mean you can't be a Talmud Chacham. You should be a Talmud Chacham, but you have to be very, very serious about the Malacha. So that's what the Gemara means. V'altidor b'ir, d'reish masa asya, because there's an assumption that he's taking his position seriously with everything that comes with that. So the Rashbam says, d'reish asya rofei b'nei shetari b'fruosa ve'eno osek b'tzarchei tzibor. You think a doctor who's doing his job has time to worry about the plumbing and the sanitation and the other things that are very important, and the irrigation and other such things, if he's doing his job properly, so he's following his patients carefully, he's making sure their prescriptions are up to date, he's making sure that their diagnoses are correct, he has time to worry about, plowing the snow and the power lines, hayitachin. So that's what the Gemara means. Melotintiv tarte. So already you see that long before Rabbeinu Gershom, the Gemara was saying it's not such a good idea. Inaz biz tarte. Plus, because of the direct competition of two. There is showing of other explanations, but that's really the pshat in the Gemara, is that, you know, there's an element of tzvara, as we know, that is generated. That's the most direct form of competition. But there's other forms of, chana pnina type issues. So tzvas, in fact, sort of diffuses the tension. Amar le'Rav, le'Rav Kaina, Hafoch b'nei velasa v'lo tepoch b'milei. That it's better for a person to end up in a more degraded position in terms of their malacha, to be involved in menial work, but to never ever change your statement. 8:30 means 8:30. 7:45 means 7:45. Yes means yes. Hinshel chatzadek, lav shel chatzadek. Hafoch b'nei velasa v'lo tepoch b'milei. You should never ever prevaricate. Again, at the most outer boundaries, the extremes, and you. To avoid being malbim tei chaver berabim, to avoid, you know, real problems of shalom bias. So there, you know, we try to avoid it, but it's a v'yafshar l'kayim shneim, so kalana v'chasuda. But even there, as the Achronim explain, I've said to you many times in Shulchan Aruch, that maybe that's subjective, maybe it's in the eyes of the beholder a little bit. Okay. So hafoch benevelasa velo tifoch b'mili, that honesty is so fundamental in terms of its importance. We live in a, again, it's like it's embarrassing how far we live from this. Marketing is basically all a fancy way of being mahapech b'mili and presenting things in a way that can be very deceptive. And as marketing has moved from the margins to the the front lines of society, so that has compromised the ethical core of society. When my father was telling me, when he graduated from his residency, it was considered uncouth for physicians to advertise. That it was considered inappropriate. How could a physician take out an advertisement? Like, what is this? A shoe store. You're a doctor. You have some self-respect. You cannot drive 10 seconds on the highway without seeing a billboard advertising one hospital and the next hospital and the next hospital. It's unbelievable how much things have changed. We live in an advertising-driven culture, and it's very far away from the kind of standards of... And the whole point of advertising is to give people the impression that they really need your services. So sometimes that's true. Most of the times it's not true, whether it's a consumer product or any other kind of product. Hafoch b'nevelasa v'lo tefoch v'mili. So that should be our ethos. So it's a story, just because, it's l'shvach. When I was in Smicha, so the Menahel was Rav Zvulun Charlap Shlita, is the grandson of Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap from Merkatz HaRav. He's also my first shul rav. My parents were in their residency, so he's the rabbi of the Yom Yisrael of Mashalu Parkway. He's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rav, and an enormous Talmud Chacham, and a very, very big Baki Bechachmos HaOlam. Just, they don't make him like that anymore. So Rabbi Charlap, who was, he's a religious personality, and he raised the whole level of the yeshiva. So I remember, our first Erev Shabbos in Smicha, so he came to speak to us. Those days in Erev Shabbos, now it's a much more standardized program. But then we used to have, some classes in terms of professional rabbinics. It wasn't nearly as formal and professionalized as it is now. So Rabbi Charlap came to speak to us. And somehow he got on the topic of MS and, how important it is to be Chosam Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu MS. That's what he was talking about. I don't remember exactly why. So he said there was one point, his wife had only recently passed away, when I was a little child in his shul, so I remembered his wife. So his wife had passed away relatively recently, and he had to tell a congregant, for some reason, it was putting a lot of pressure on him about something, that he had to fly to California to get out of something that he really couldn't be a part of. So he went home and told his wife, because he was, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Vayachlev David Oso, when David cuts off the knaf meal of Shaul, he immediately has these pangs of regret, like, how could I have done that? So he came home to tell his wife that to get out of this obligation, he told a white lie that he has to go to California. So his wife said, you have to go to California now. So they weren't fantastically wealthy people, but he bought a plane ticket to California. He flew, he went, and he came back because his wife felt that he couldn't be, it was one thing, he didn't have to do what this person wanted him to do, but to be motzi dvar sheker mipiv, so of lo sepach b'mili, even though again I'm sure it was justified based on the circumstances, but that left a big impression on me. So likewise, pshot nevelasa v'shuka v'shakel igra, and he did it. Pshot nevelasa v'shuka v'shakel igra v'losein v'chana ana v'gavaraba ana v'sani b'milsa. So a person should be willing to accept a job. People think that jobs are not l'fi chavodam, but the truth is, as we know of the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Ches, gadol hanena mi'giyah chapo yosem mi'yoy shemayim mi'giyah katpecha kisochel ashrecha v'tavlach ashrecha v'lamazav t'ivlach l'olam haba. So a person shouldn't say that malacha is beneath them. Silkas le'igra sheirusach b'hadach me'akari b'masa b'zuzay tusek nafayach nihavu. So the Gemara says that whenever you go, even on a small trip, a person should have their provisions with them because you never know what's going to happen. And even if you think at the time, these provisions are very cheap, The truth of the matter is, things like that can change pretty rapidly. So Amar Li Rav L'chia B'rei L'tishti Sama. So let's take a look over at Rashi. The Rashbam substantively says the same thing. L'tishti Sama. It's really Minyan de Yom. Lo Silma Lishto Samim. Okay, Samim in modern Hebrew are drugs, but you know, something alcoholic, whatever it is. Mipnei Shetikba Lahon Vases. They will become, you will become acculturated to them. In other words, addiction. Chazal knew about that too. Not just the context of Ben Sora Mora. So we have to be aware of these issues. Losishti Sama. So people should remember that Gemara of Losishvar Nigra. A person should never psia gasa. That's a form of gaiva. It's no tel maori naim. Velosiaker kacha. Rashi says, Shein mamish mishum choli. Velo sekane bechivya. A person shouldn't start up with snakes. Velo sekane beramah. And likewise, with somebody who is not of our faith tradition. Tanu rabban shoshen miskanin bahen veiluhen. Nachri katan venachash katan vitalmid katan. Right, a young nachri, a young nachash, and a young talmid maitaima. Demalchusayhu achore odnaihu kai. It literally means their malchus behind their ears. It means they're going to grow up one day. They're not always going to be a katan. So a katan gadol, yeah, and maybe you're going to be in trouble if they remember that you gave them a hard time. So Amar Li Rav, Livu Berei, Tirchi Becha B'Shmaitze, V'lo Mistayim Mil. So I tried to turn you into Talmud Chacham. It wasn't so successful. Ta Igmerach Milei De'alma. So I'm going to teach you how to be, you know, a competent balabas. And this is very important because you can't make a square out of a circle or a circle out of a square. Chanuch lanar al pidarko gam kiyas gam lo yaser mimenu vayigdalu hanearim ayin sham in the perish of Reb Shamshin Rafael Hirsch in terms of Esav and the chinuch that he should have gotten as opposed to the chinuch that he did get. So you know, maybe everybody dreams that everybody's kid is going to be a Rosh Hashiva, is going to be a Dayan, is going to be a Posek, is going to be a Rav, is going to be Talmud Chacham. B'chaber Svarim, it's not for everybody. There's Yisachar and there's also Zvulun, and it's legitimate. So Rav may have thought it was a bidiyavet. Okay, I might take a slightly different position. I might say, well, the chatchila, I already know that it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all, so I can't go in with too many conceptions. Doesn't mean that learning with your children isn't the most important thing in your life. It obviously is. But to think that you know, everybody's outcome is predetermined, I think we've had enough human history to know that that's not the case. So you can't, you know, impose vicariously on the child. It's a very unhealthy thing. So Rav says it kind of halfway. So sag merach mili d'alma. So adichala kari chazavine chazavin kol mili zavin v'secharid bar mechamra d'zavin v'lo secharid. So he says you should always take the opportunity to do a transaction quickly. The one thing that you may not ever regret in terms of transacting is chamra, because that will turn into vinegar. Shari kiseich pasach sakyech. If you're buying something before you hand over the money, make sure you get the product in your hands. That's not just in terms of isolated transactions, but that's probably true, a broader principle in business. Kava me'ara velokura me'igra. Try to hit singles and doubles and not home runs. Basically, you take fancy business trips very far away. You know, that's very risky stuff. So just kava me'ara. Try to do things locally, try to do things in a solid fashion, try to hit singles, and you don't have to try to hit home runs. It's interesting. A few years ago, as part of the senior work-study program, so I had my chavrusa from yeshiva come in, became a very, very, very successful businessman. You know, back when we were learning Zvachim when we were 18, you know, neither of us knew exactly where things were headed, but he came very, 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 very successful. Very successful. And so he was giving advice to the boys, you know, talking to them about different things. And it was a nice experience for me also, you know, mitochach zechreyu, to reconnect. And so he was saying that his whole strategy in business is to try to hit singles. Don't try to hit home runs. Just try to hit singles. Try to do solid deals. Don't take, you know, too many risks that are, you know, could potentially sink the ship, so to speak. So that's what kava me'ara velo chura me'igra. So just I'll read that. Rashi kolomer tovei lechol makom karov v'listakir ma'ad v'listakir harbe medina sayam. Right, so try to keep things local. Tamara b'chiluzach levei sudna rahit v'ad kama ravra atvasasam rav papa ilo dira me'ishichra lo Yasri, that was Rav Papa's success, was that he was involved in the Sheikhar industry, which was made in their days from Tamarim. We already learned this last year in Ketzer Mevorchem, right? That's what we call mead. So Ikedam Yam Rav Chista, lo, the Rami Shechra, lo, Yasri. Same story with Rav Chista. So my Sudna, I'm Rav Chista, Sudna, Gemilos Chasadim. People, this is an underappreciated industry. And you can do a lot of Gemilos Chasadim in the sense of being able to, Rashi says, Yachol Laseis Matano Le'aniyim Lasok Tzedakah V'Chesed. Person can do a lot of tzedakah v'chesed if they're successful. So that's a very big impetus if a person feels that they have a chosh for finance, for business. So it's nothing to sneeze at. So they have a tremendous capacity to do gemilas chasadim, tzedkas Hashem aso, mishpatavi Yisrael. It's a very, it's something to be taken into account if a person feels that they have a chosh for it. If they don't feel they have a chosh for it, so then it's like less likely they'll be successful, and there are other things for them to do. So Amr of Papa, Kol Agav Givia Boy. My father likes to tell me this also. So anything that a person has in a document, you still need to collect it. My father has this expression, go collect it. So it means that even if you have it in writing, you know, you have a document that says, so-and-so owes me this amount of money. I'm not talking about Shemitah's Ksafim here. I'm talking about even in the modern economy, go collect it. It's not so simple. Right, there's an expression in banking. So if you owe the bank, I don't know, let's call it $1 million, it's your problem. If you owe the bank $100 million, it's the bank's problem. The bank's going to go under. So that's a basic principle. The Gemara is saying is that you could have it written into a shtar. It doesn't matter. But Rashi explains, Kol davar shetzarech lichtov shtar alav gigon milveh ve'amona ba'i gavia kelomar adayin omen hu legabos v'yesh lo tereach. Well, don't think that just because I have it written down in a shtar, it's going to be, you know, the easiest thing in the world to enforce. It's not so easy to collect, okay? You know, collection is, a whole to-do. My next-door neighbor, or backyard neighbor growing up, had real estate in a certain borough in Manhattan, and he was involved in collections. He was the only person I knew that carried a gun. This is before gun ownership became something of a fad.
Yeah, I think you're breaking up.
Oh, you can't hear me? Oh, sorry about that. Okay, is it better now?
No, we can hear you. It's very crackly.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Still a problem? Let me try to switch internet signals. Any better? Oh. Better now?
Now we can't hear at all. Before it was like crap. Now I can't hear at all.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay. What's the status now? Still not good? Better? Better.
No, yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, thanks for letting me know. So the point is that collection is a very difficult thing. A person shouldn't take that for granted. So it's amazing, you know. So Rav, even though, of course, you know, he preferred his son to be involved in learning, but he knew a lot of the lessons of business. I mean, the seven things that I know, you know, it's all here. Just learn the Gemara and Psacha. Okay, so you have to be careful about collections. So Kol Ashroi, Safeg Asi, Safeg Lo Asi. So a similar principle again, that until the money's in your pocket, don't count your chickens before they hatch. Or the Asi, Maos, Raos, Ninhu. And even when you get the person to pay you, so they're usually going to pay you, Rashi says, Zuza Zuza, the Paraluni Nihalaihu, Zuza Zuza. Right, they're going to say, okay, let's make a side deal. I'm not going to keep to the original schedule. We'll make a new schedule. It'll be $5 a month. It'll be $2.50 a month. It'll be $2.50 a decade. You're going to be living with this your entire life. So again, you have to be careful about these kinds of arrangements. Okay, Shlosha Dvarim Amar Yochanan Mishuman Sheyirushalayim Kshata Yotzei L'Mochama Al Teitzei B'Rishona Al Teitzei B'Achrona Kedei Shetikaneis B'Rishona V'Asei Shabbos HaChol V'Al Titzarech L'Abrios. That's Rabbi Akiva.
Right, if she's not married, it'd be better to emancipate your slave, he'll become de facto Jewish, and marry her. The first son in law, my time, Mishum Erba. You know, Chalila, there could be Pritzas, Rivkaina, Amar Mishum Mamon, Hava Hava Isneu. There could really be either problem. In other words, that she's going to expend an enormous amount of money on her daughter and on her eldest son-in-law. By the time they get to the second one, she's not so excited. So what's this, issue of the Gina? That's the Maisa, David, and Bathsheba. Rashi and the Rashbam both learned that way. And David, of course, when he went up to the roof and started looking around, that's when he started to get into trouble with Bathsheba. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha min Ochale Olam Habohim, Hadar Beretz Yisrael, V'megadol Banav L'Talmud Torah, Me'amavdil Al-Yayim B'motzei Shabbos. So my, everybody's Mavdil Al-Yayim B'motzei Shabbos. So you want to say, okay, Chamer de Medina. So the Gemara says, that's not what we're talking about. The Mishayim Mikidusha La'Avdalta. That a person saved over from Kiddush to Havdalah. So we'll see that's an issue for Rashbam in the Balei HaTosos. So the Rashbam says the Mishayim Mikudush Yesh L'Mad Yayin U'Neish Yaso B'Shvil Havdalah. So he drinks a little bit less on Friday night for purposes of Havdalah. So Tosfos disagrees. Shemoneh Shisiyaso Bishvil Havdalah V'Tema Dafka Kiddush Laila Kodem L'Kibud Yom Aval Havdalah Ina Kodemes. Right, that's what we talked about before. Mefarish Mari Hari the Kiddush Yom Kari Kibud Yom V'Hachi Sevi Yerushalmi Perek Shlosha Shachlo Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yaakov Rabada Izel Kibud Yom Borei Pragavin. So we're not talking about Friday night. Maybe it's just Kiddush Rabbah. Everybody hears me okay? By the way, still, it's crackly again. Bad.
Okay, it just started. Yeah, it just started.
It got worse or better?
No, that's very hard.
Okay, let me try to move. I don't know. Sorry, 1 second. Any better now? Same problems?
It didn't sound like it was the Wi-Fi that was the issue. It sounded like it was the microphone.
Okay. So let me just sign off and then sign back on. Maybe that's the issue. Hopefully that will be better. Okay. All right, so I'm going to turn it off and then turn it back on. Okay, Kivi, sound check, how we doing?
Sounded better.
Okay. So maybe it's just a strange thing that happened. Okay. Okay, you'll let me know if the sound starts to break down a little bit. Apologize again. Okay, so this is a very, very important part of the Gemara. So we're talking about what it means to be Mishayir Mikidusha Le'Avdalta. So that's a machlokas between Rashbam and Tosfos. So Rashbam says that it's like Friday night to Havdalah. Tosfos says, but why would you do that? Havdalah is not that significant. It must be from Kiddush Rabbah, from Shabbos afternoon.
So this Gemara has a very special place for me, because when Rav Amital passed away, Rav Lichtenstein was maspid him in this Gemara, that Izo ben Olam Haba, or Shlosha Min Ochale Olam Haba, he in Hadar Beretz Yisrael. So he talked about Teshu Kein Taduru, about living in Eretz Yisrael and trying to build up Eretz Yisrael. V'amigadol banav l'talmid Torah, whether it's v'shinantum l'banach elu talmidach, our actual children. And hamavdil al yayin b'motzai shabbosos to mishayim ikidusha l'avdalta. So what he took that to mean was a person who understands the boundaries between Kodesh and Chol, that he extends from Kiddush to Havdalah, and he understands the sacred realm, but also the realm of Chol, and how the Kodesh can impact Chol, which is a big part of the life of Rav Amital, to try to figure out exactly how to be Mekadesh HaSachol, be involved in society, try to lift up Israeli society in his day, which he was so successful at doing all, try to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. We just read the Haftorah of Para, by the way, which was his most significant Haftorah of the year for him. Lo lemancha maniosa beis Yisrael kim lishmi hagadol. Rav Amital's basic idea, which is straight out of Yechezkel, which is really straight out of Parshas Kisisa, is the notion that when Klal Yisrael are destroyed, or close to destroyed, like during the Shoah, it's a terrible chilul Hashem, lama yomur mitzrayim lemor b'ra'o tziyam la'rogo sam beharim. And when there was a rebirth, there was Shivat Zion, there was the potential of statehood, so that was an enormous Kiddush Hashem. The Rav ended up writing exactly the same thing in Kol Dodi Dofek, that the entire world, especially the world of the church, had to take stock of the fact that the Jewish people weren't a doormat anymore, and that forces them to reevaluate the relationship between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So anyway, that this Gemara was the crux of the Hesped that the Rav Lichtenstein gave for Amital Zatzal. Everybody's hearing me clearly? Okay. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan Shlosha Machris Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yom Rava Kadar B'krach V'Enochote. What a Baal Koach it is, what a Gibor it is. The Derech HaOlam is for people to break down in this way, but a person who has temptations and doesn't break down, so that's an amazing thing. There's such a taiva that he has to take the money. He's desperate, and he doesn't. Machzer aveda lebalei avel asher hamaiser peirosav vitzina, right? Instead of doing it in a very bombastic way, right? If he does it bitzina, so Rav Safa Rava kadar bekrach avol. So tani tana tami the Rava Rav Safa tzavu panav. So Rav Safra was a little bit, embarrassed by this. He says, no, Rav says, I wasn't talking about you, right? Or the Gosetz Yunim says, Sameach, that maybe he was thinking the Miach Botan Alach Lasos Yikario Ser Mimeni, so maybe he took it as a compliment, but it wasn't meant for him. So, Tzavu Panav de Rav Safra, Mala Rav Alav Kigon Mar, Alakigon Rav Chanina, Rav Ushayin, Hava Ushpechi, Ushchafi, rather, Ba'arad de Yisrabo, Vyasviu, Bishuka de Zonos, Vavdilu Mizani de Zonos, right, that comes along with what we said before, Abshod de Vilasa Bishuka, Vialtit Starich Labrio, so they had to work as cobblers, they were working cobblers in a base zona, Vailuhu Inhu, Mistakli Behu, Vinu Lo Madlin ni Noihu, so the Zonos would come in and look at them and they wouldn't even lift up their eyes, Lista Kule Behu, Losasura, Chalavacham, Rachan, Rechan, so Shmira Seinayim, Umumsayu Hachi, Bechayehan Rabban and Kadishin de Ba'ara de Yisrael. So the Zonos, when they used to like take shavuos to each other and promise each other various things, they used to take a shavu in the name of the Rabban and Kaddisha de Ba'ara de Yisrael. They were so impressed by this behavior, so they said, in the name of these very honorable people, they would take a shavu. Shlosha Kaddish Baruch Hu Ohavan Mishenu Kois, Umisha Eno Mishtaker, of course, again, we've talked about so many times in the Chadavar, maybe Lala Adam Al Yaim. Kedoshim tiyu ledav kabo ben tzor mara. I could just give you the Rashi Prakim, you know what I'm referring to by this point. Umishenu ma'amid al midosav, and a person who is a forgiving person, instead of the people who go around today, the very self-righteous people, that they never made a mistake in their life, and their whole goal in life is to tear everybody else down, as if, nisna hatorah lemalachei asharis. It's every single day, the absurdities of it are, and the excesses of it are so damaging. So Mishenu Ma'amid Al Midosav, person who can forgive. So Shlosha Kaddish Baruch Hu Sonan Ha'Medaber Echad V'Peh V'Echad V'Lev, that strong language, a person who is duplicitous. Ve'odei Ha'idus B'Chaveru Ve'inu Me'id Lo V'Haroa Dvar Ever B'Chaveru Me'id Bo Yechidi. He knows that it's going to take two witnesses to bring this person down, to have them actually convicted of a crime. So he's, all he's doing is giving the person a shame ra for no reason. So Nagvi Lazigud, so Papa, you know, started giving lashes and makin vont and shalom in a din to Zigud. So I'm like, Tovia Chatov, Zigud Mingud? I'm like, yeah, you deserve it. Techsev, lo yako meirachad ve'ish, ve'ad l'chuda chasadas bay, shame rabbi alma kamafkes bay. So you're just creating a shame rab for this person. What gives you the right to do that? You know that you're going to need to aid them. Alpishnai made them Yakum Davar. So I'm Reb Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, I'm Rav, Mutter Lesnoso, Shanemar, Ki Terech Amor Sanachar, Ovetz Tachas Maso. Masao, my sone, ile me sone nachri, vatanya sone shamer sone Yisrael, lo sone nachri, alapshita sone Yisrael, umisharya, le misne, vaksibo sisna sachicha bababacha, so eladika sade, davidisura, so kule almanami misna sone lay, so if it's really established, alpishnaya made them, so then everybody will look at this person differently, so maishnahai, alalav, kiagam, the chazibayu, dvarervo. So a person, again, we're not talking about somebody who did tshuva, we're not talking about 30 years later, we're talking about the, in the moment. So again, that, the aid is allowed to have a personal reaction, but to come specifically for the purpose of creating a bad reputation for this person, but there's no nafkamina, because Alpishnai made them Yakum Davar, so that's why Rav Papa, you know, reacted the way that he did, and he gave Zigud Malkus, even though Tovia was the one who did the chait. So Rav Nachman Yitzchamar Mitzvah Nosa Shanemar Yiras Hashem Sonei Ra Amar of Acha Breid the Rav or Vashi Mal the Meimale the Rabbi the Misnaye Amalei Yada the Mehem the Rabbi Kibetrei Leimale Vilo the Leimale. So if you know that your Rabbi would trust you, like two people, you can tell him. But otherwise, it's anything more than is absolutely necessary is completely unacceptable. So Tanu Rabbanan Shlosha Chayeim Einan Chayim. There are three whose lives are not really a strong quality of life because of their conduct. So had Rachmanim, and people who are excessively compassionate because people will take advantage of them. Raschanim, we already talked about the person who's kois, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Sonei Osan. It's very strong language. Ve'anine Hadas, and people who are very easily offended, people who are always in a state of, you know, being, bothered by things. I'm Rav Yosef, because again, it never stops. They always have something to have a grievance about. So I'm Rav Yosef, Chul Isnehu Bi. He said, you could say all three about me. Tan Rabbanan, Slosha Sonin Zedzei, Luhena, Klavim, Tan Golden, Ba'achadrin, Ve'eshomer Ma'afazonos, Ve'eshomer Ma'atamidei Chachavim, Shebababel. Let's hope not. Tan Rabbanan, Slosha Ohavim Zedzei, Eluhen, Hagerim, Ba'avadim, Ve'arfim. They sort of feel like they're in this together. Arba, in Adaso, Ba'altan, Eluhen, Dal Geya, V'ashir Mikhachesh, you have, an usher who denies owing small amounts of money, people can't take it. V'zakein Minai, if you have an older person who behaves in a lecherous fashion. U'parnas Mizgayel Al-Tzibor V'chinam, you have a parnas who conducts himself, again, in a very pretentious way, but V'chinam, without even, the Rashbam says, Noeg Aleim Sra, V'eino Omid Aleim B'shaz Dochan. It's not as even if he has, it's not like it's Winston Churchill. He saved, Britain from the Nazis. He doesn't even have any accomplishments, and he's a Baal Svara. Okay. V'yeshom R'macham Megarish Hasishto Pam Yishon Ushniya Machzir Abtanakama Zendadik Subasa Meruba. You can explain that there's a limud schus for even such a person. Maybe he couldn't afford it. Inami Yishobani Ve'imana V'lo Matzi Megarish. He feels bad for the children. Chamisha dvarim tziva kanan is banav. It's not really that he was mitzav of these things, but kemaser es kanan asher atem bayim shamba lo sasun, it was so endemic to their culture that it was ki'ilu kanan gave this as a tzivoy. So, ehavu zatzav, ehavu es hagezel, ehavu es hazima, v'sanu es adonechem, v'al tadabru emes. So he says, I want you to love each other, and love gezel, and love pritzos, and to despise God, and always to speak Sheker. Shisha dvarim ne'amarim b'sos, ohev es asnos, ohev es amelchama, v'ruchol gasa, mo'es ashena, v'ochol harbe, mo'tzi kima, v'yoshom r'maf v'makish l'aruk b'alo b'melchama. Shiva minudim l'shamayim, eluhen, yehudi shem lo isha, we're talking about a situation, as we've seen Tosos, where a person's not trying, v'sheyesh lo isha v'en lo banim, v'sheyesh lo banim v'en megan lo tamo tera, v'shem lo tulin b'roshot, tulin b'zro, v'tzitzis v'vigdal. Right, the Rambam obviously talks about the significance of this in terms of Kiddush Hashem and Ochol Zusadei Torah. The importance of going to a bris mila. I'm a rabbi berchana. I'm a rishul bar marta. I'm a rabbi mishum bar biosi. Shutzal minayin chin sholin bechaldian. Shenamar tamim tian v'shem belkecha. Minayin a yodi v'chaver shugadum menu apilu b'dorechad. Shechayev lenu kvokavod. Shenamar kol kval biruach chesere beyomalka sislak imoso al kol malchusa. Again, a person has one yitaron, so we should respect that. Ezu chacham alome mikol adam. Hayosheves al dam tahar. Again, by the times of the Gaonim, we don't have this anymore, but 40 days for a Zachar and 80 days for a Nekeva. Asur l'shamish ad kama, merav onas. Is a machokas between the Rashbam and the Balei Tosos. What's an ona? Is it yom vilayla or o yom o layla? Which is the way that we understand. Tanahu Yosef Yishutal, Yosef Abavlihu, Isi ben Gur, Aryehu Isi ben Yehuda, Isi ben Gamliel, Isi ben Mahalalel, they're all the same person. Umashmo, Isi ben Akavish Shmo. Hurab Yitzchak ben Tavlu, Yitzchak ben Chakor, Yitzchak ben Ilah. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha de Shmaitza, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas de Agadita, Visimanech, Shimuna, Chai Viraye. I'm Rabbi Berchanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmed, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Echol Betzel, Veshev Betzel, Veloseichel, Avozin, Vetanigolin, should live a modest life, Yelibcha, Rode Falecha, Pachos, Mimichalcha, in other words, don't satisfy your desires, and Mishdacha, Vetosiv al Dirascha. You'll be okay. Kiyasa Ula Amar, Mitla Matlin, they would give a mashal be Marav in Eretz Yisrael, the Achal al Yasa Tashi be al Yisa. If a person is going to live high on the hog, they're always going to have to be concerned that people are going to come after them. The Achal Kekula Yakikli, the Masa Shachiv. A person who doesn't live in a very fancy way, Rashi explains, Al Ashbo Sayir, Makam Shashar B'nei Ayir, Yoshvin, Ho will be in Tovin Lo Klum, so people are going to leave him alone. In other words, you'll be better off for it in the end. Okay, so let's go back and accomplish some of the Tosus in here. So, Tosus says, Amr Papa, you love the Rami Shechra Lo Yasri. You said that was a profitable industry in Babel, where that was their form of water. It was the mead that they were drinking of Ishul Elu Ovrin. So, Kamra Papa, you love the Nesivi Chanoasa Lo Yasri. Okay? So apparently attributed to marrying a bas kohen, yeshomer dehava hagarmelai. There is multi-factorial wealth. Asei shavas chachol ve'al titzarech lebrios, which we saw come up yesterday, the den of Rabbi Akiva, it comes up here again. Vada mina bergbez de beitza, de behotza shabasos v'yamim tovim im poches poches and lo, that a person shouldn't be stingy with that. Hainu bishalo im yeshlo. Right, that means if you have, but not to take from the communal funds. We already saw the Mishnah be Kiddush Le'Avdalta, and of course it's the Shita that that's talking about Kiddush Rabba. What about the Sheroa Bodvar Erba? We talk about Tovya Chatav, is he good, min good? So Tosu says, V'im Tomar Dvei L'Metzias Amina Na'oiv Lifrok V'Sonei L'Tan Mitzvah B'Sonei K'dei L'Chof Es Yitzro. The reason the Torah puts it that way, Kisirech Hamor Sonacha Roveitz Tachas Masa'o V'chadal Tami Azov Lo Azov Tazov Imo, is because we're supposed to conquer our Yetzer when it comes to these kinds of situations. And say, I might not like this person, but there's a right thing to do. V'hashtem Achvias Yetzer Shayach Kegon Demit Kevan Demitzvah L'Sano Oso, if you really saw Devar Erva. V'yeshlomer Kevan Shusono Gam Chavir Sano Oso Tichsiv Kemayim Apanim L'Panim Kein leva adam la adam, right? That human relations have a reciprocal quality. Uvoy mitov kach lidei sina gemura v'shayach kviyas yetzer. So even if there's on some level mitzvah no so, you certainly have to work on not projecting that outwards, because that's human nature is to reciprocate that. Kemayim apanim lefanim kein leva adam la adam. So again, we talked about a very strong terminology. People who don't have an isha or banim. Sein lo banim, Tosu says, near dafka yidei pshiyasa, shen abisasek v'hiriya v'hiriya, dom nida acharinu, mishen lo tulin b'rosh, v'zro, v'tzitz v'gdo, mayr b'shiyesh lo v'enu manicha. Inami, afilu v'en lo, yesh lo achsu avi atzmo l'dei chiyav. That's what we talk about, the Rambam's Chumra, that really, you know, you're not obligated, let's say, in tzitzis, unless you're wearing a begadal and kanfos, but a person should always be wearing a begadal and kanfos, for the shkachin, b'meisha shayatayv, v'kani sarzo, k'dei l'kayim mitzvah shabbat. It was patra outside of her, so, but he wanted to be in a situation, he'd be mechuyav. You shouldn't be so worried about it to the point where you're mevatel the mitzvah tefillin. So shlosha chayim and amim chayim. So we talked about the raschanim, people who are angry, and people who are overly rachmanim. Again, that's a hard thing to say, but and anine hadas, people are always you know, very easily, upset or offended. So Tosfos asks, Tema de Berakamevi, Tanya Shlosha Chayimim Chayim, Hametzapel Shulchan Chavir, Misha Yishto Moshe Lasalav, Misha Yisur Moshe Migufo. Why is it listed as six? So here we're talking about matters of human disposition. So to be meisiv besudas mitzvah is a very important thing. So Tosfos says, "Hainu sudas mila damer medrash denitzol medina shel gehenim." I remember learning in Smichos at Rabbi Temler, we talk about this a lot. Okay, go to Sudas Mila. I don't generally like to eat at any kiddushim or smorgasbords or whatever, because you know, there's no control over that kind of a thing, you know. Obviously, I don't like the Achilas Bishuk dimension to it. Second of all, it's hard to talk to people. Third of all, it's just in the Dover Sof. But when it comes to Sudas Mila, you should be machmer. So this is what I've settled on over many years. Is usually when it comes to bris mila, that's the only kind of food my kids would be interested in anyway, because they always have these chocolate chip cookies. So I go around, taking the chocolate chip cookies. People are like going for the omelet stations. So it works out, everybody. It's a zenana, I'm not in anybody's way, and they're not in my way. Okay. Denitzel medina shagehenim usudas nisuim betamet chacham abas koin lekoin. Medaka sheisham b'niyadim behuganim. Can that mean a mezebor in the kiyadash of Yerushalayim? Like a mesub mesuda alim kain. Yodin mimei sevimayim. It's not at all costs. Tosfos says you have to balance it with all things. You don't want to get involved in a situation where you're going to be around people that you shouldn't be around. So tzarech lenog bo kavod. If a person actually learned Torah from somebody, so of course they have to show kavod. The chiddush of our Gemara is a yodei bechaver shugadol meno pilu derechad chayav lenog bo kavod. So b'shol lamar meno de b'lamar meno. Tosfos says Amina Medavid. This is about Achitofel. Kirel rabo alufa miyudal afal b'shol lamar alat shnei dvarim. May Achitofel. So again, there's a lot of important points that are made here. We talked about number one, Pshot Nefei Lasa B'Shukah V'Shakal Igra V'Lo Seima Chana Ana V'Gav Rabana Avesina Be'Milsa. A person should have a work ethic, and there's Loli Neima Nas Basar Badam V'Lo Yidei Avasam, even if it's not the greatest job in the world, but Al Titzarech Labrios, that's a halacha and Hilchos Matan V'Sanim. A person should use tzedakah as a last resort. Number one. Number two, the previous line of the Gemara there, hafuch v'nevelasa v'lo seifach v'mili. A person always has to go to the nth degree in terms of integrity. So those are two important points. You talked about hadar b'aretz Yisrael, teshvu kein tadur, to really live seriously in Eretz Yisrael. Vachinstein's hesped for Rav Amital, Megadol Banav L'Talmud Torah, Mavdil Al Yayin, Mishayir Mikidush Lav Dalta, the boundaries between Kodesh and Chol, and trying to have the Kodesh influence the Chol. People who are Mizgadra on their Yetzer, we talked about the example of Rav Chanina and Rav Oshaya, how even the Zonos were incredibly impressed by their capacity. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ohev, people who aren't Kaweis, people who aren't drunk, and people who are Mamin al Midosav. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is Sone, those who are Echad Bev Echad Belev, Yodei Eidus Bechaver Oveinu Meilo. And on the other hand, the person who's made Yechidi, this is the famous case of Tov Yechata, and Zigud is Mangid, because he's just Motzi Shemra al Chavero. We talked about in Tosos, the importance of, even if it's a mitzvah lisnoso, of not generating enmity, of animus in society, is very important. Kimayim apanim lefanim kein lev ha'adam lo'adam. Yeah, person should try very hard in terms of isha, in terms of banim, in terms of chinuch, legadlam b'talmud Torah, tefillin b'rosho, tefillin b'zrawo, tzitzis b'vikdo, mezuzah b'pischo. These are all things to strive to put yourself, as Tosfos says, in a situation where you will be chayav. Okay, very good. The special emphasis on Sudas Mila. That is something important that the Baalei HaTosfos also endorse as well. Okay, very good. So sorry about that. Once I came upstairs, was everything better in terms of the sound? Okay. Oh, I don't know what that was, but we'll hold it up here. Sorry for the delay. And God willing, we'll be back, you know, in Pesachim, we make the final home stretch over the course of the next, you know, week and change. We come to the end of the Masechta.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Yes.
With the